glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for July 4th, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Leland. And today I thought I would share with you some of my favorite 4th of July songs. Now, some of these, of course, you're going to know, but I've got this one from Danny Gokey I cannot wait to share with you. It might have a bit more drum in it than we're normally used to, but listen to the words, and wow, sometimes that drum helps bring them home. I also found a really neat piece, and it's called Four Reasons That July 4th Reminds Me of Freedom in Christ. This is written by Jason Inham, and he works with a group called Life Church in Oklahoma. Well, let's hear his very first reason. He says, it reminds him of freedom in Christ because it's a gift. For all living Americans, July 4th is a gift. We didn't earn it. We received it from the people who lived, led, and died to fight for it. Everyone who gets a gift has two questions. First, who's it from? Second, what does it do? My freedom in Christ, I didn't earn it. He died for me. That's who it's from. But what does it do? Galatians 5:1 reminds me, it's for freedom that we have been set free. What does my freedom do? It gives me more freedom. It's freedom for me, my marriage, my kids, my friends, my coworkers, and my neighbors. I was given this gift to share. Let's start off with one of your favorites, God Bless America. This is from one of the sweetest voices I know. It's Rachel Kramer, along with her whole family, the Kramers, their live music.
From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Let's all join our voices together. Let's cry out to our God.
God bless America. Faith that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with your light from above.
beautiful patriotic music from the Kramers on Mark and Friends. We're thinking about ways that the 4th of July reminds him of freedom in Christ. And this was written by Jason Inham, and he was with Life Church, or maybe still is. He says, it was a mid-war declaration. I did not know that. I must have been sleeping during history class. He says, July 4th, 1776, came only about a year after the Revolutionary War began, and it would be six more years before it would finally end. Yet it's the single most revered day in American history. This reminds me of battles we face. You might be fighting for your marriage, struggling financially, or just trying to raise godly kids. Either way, it may be time to make a mid-war declaration of your freedom in Christ. Not interesting. We think about the beginning of the war and the end of the war, but this, it had been going for a while, and they wrote that Declaration of Independence. So it doesn't matter at what stage you're in when it comes to the war that you're facing. You can assess the situation and write down that you are free in Christ Jesus and that you're going to live out that freedom at whatever point you are in your journey here on this planet. 4th of July reminds us that we can pledge our allegiance to our flag and the country that's behind it. But the Gaither Vocal Band reminds us that we also need to remind ourselves we're a part of a different country, and we can pledge our allegiance as well to the Lamb.
In a Midwestern town, children form a parade with the flag bearers leading the way. There's farmers and teachers, the old and the young, live together, their voices to say, I pledge my for the NFL, and the stadium is packed with screaming fans. All the banners are flying, the color guards advance. Like a wave, silence moves through the stands.
I pledge my allegiance to the
The Gaither Vocal Band on Mark and Friends, we pledge our allegiance to the Lamb. Here's some more thoughts concerning how is 4th of July freedom from Britain the same as freedom in Christ? Well, Jason Inham says it's a celebration of restoration. Remember apple pie, explosions in the sky, baseball games, and barbecue flames. All to celebrate liberty once lost, but now found. Humans love to celebrate finding lost things because we're made in God's image, and God is celebrating big towards restoration. Jesus told a story about this called the prodigal son. When the son came home, the father killed his best cow and threw a party, Luke 15. Jesus even suggests that angels celebrate in heaven when someone discovers freedom in Christ, Luke 15. And that happens when we meet Jesus. A glorious supper will be a part of the celebration. That's Revelation 19. So as we celebrate on the 4th of July, that factors really well into when something wonderful has happened, then you want to get together. You want to pull people together and you want to have a celebratory meal and just be together and remind yourself how good it is. I've got another song for you, dear friend. And this is another one you might not know. I just found it, but it's becoming one of my favorite patriotic songs. It's a new artist. His name is Danny Gokey. And he gets real in this next one. It's called My America. Give it a listen.
I hear them say our country's far too gone. Even claim our father's got it wrong. But I won't give up on us, and I'll take a stand, 'cause we can overcome. This is not the end. I still believe in us, oh America. You're still the land I love, though a little bruised up. Stars and stripes still cry liberty over evil, over tyranny. Blood poured out for our freedom. They sacrificed it all for this nation. I still believe in us, my America. Our history full of bravery. Heroes fought for our equality. Now is the time to make peace and forgive our faults. Because united we stand, or divided we will fall. I still believe.
I'm
We've been thinking about how 4th of July reminds us of our freedom in Christ. Jason Inham continues with, "It's united. The Declaration of Independence was written by 13 different colonies, but within the document, they're called we. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Jesus set you and me free as individuals, but we live out this freedom as his church. One body with many parts," 1 Corinthians 12. "When your I becomes we, it's amazing what we can accomplish." Isn't that true? I hope you're enjoying your freedom in Christ today as we enjoy freedom here in the United States of America. One of my favorite songs that I need to hear at least once during the 4th of July season is the Lee Greenwood song, "I'm Proud to Be an American."
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Lee Greenwood, "I'm Proud to Be an American." I'm your host on Mark and Friends, Donna Leland, just sharing some of my favorite patriotic songs as well as the thoughts concerning freedom in Christ and freedom for our country. I thought we would close out the program by just spending a few minutes praying for our country. Why don't you join me? Heavenly Father, thank you again that we get to live in America, and we recognize the problems, because with freedom comes the freedom to sin. And we're seeing that more and more, just unbridled licentiousness and just calling things that are evil good, and calling things that are good evil. And we know this is how the nations have played out in the past. We think of what Israel encountered whenever they went into the Promised Land. It was Baal worship. It was Moloch. It was astropoles. And we even see evidence that even King Solomon bowed his knee to the whims of his foreign wives, and he really took that nation on a downward spiral. So God, we can live amongst those here in this world that don't know Jesus, but God, keep us separate. Help us to say no to unrighteousness and worldly passions and to live a self-controlled, upright, and godly life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media, and happy 4th of July.